Tomorrow.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is The Alex Jones Show. It is Sunday, January 14th, 2018. Wow, here we are. Filling in for Alex Jones, I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Today, we actually do have stacks of news, if you can believe it or not, on a Sunday. Stacks of news today. I've got all kinds of fake news story. MSNBC gets hit with fake news. Wall Street Journal gets hit with fake news. You've got a mob of socialists freaking out and destroying a retail store over a hoodie that H&M put out. We'll be covering that. More crap hole, I guess you could say, backlash that really is just making the left look bad again, just like everything else. It just continues to make the left look bad. Senator Snowflake, that's Jeff Flake, compares Trump to Stalin. You can't make that kind of stuff up. You've got liberal judges trying to overrule the mandate from the American people, and they continue to process DACA renewal. So all kinds of news, other news that we're going to be covering today, all kinds of video clips. The Democrats keep calling Trump a racist, even though, I mean, it's just like, why do I even have to cover this? These people are insane. And yet they say Trump is mentally unfit. But here's what the focus of today's show is going to be about. Obviously, the big news over the weekend was the false alarm in Hawaii, where the emergency alert system sends out a message saying there's an incoming ballistic missile. It was fake news. They're trying to make light of this. Oh, someone just pushed the wrong button. Yes, it was just an innocent mistake. Well, no, that's not really possible. There's so much, well, like backups and different buttons you have to, I mean, this is a very complex system. It was definitely not a mistake. That's what they're trying to say. And of course, if you listen to Alex Jones last night on the Fireside Chat, he was breaking it all down. A deep state, another coup against President Trump with the fake alert of an incoming ballistic missile. But I predict, just like everything else that's been waged against Trump in the form of fake news, this will once again backlash and backfire on the deep state as an investigation has been launched into what happened. But we're going to open up the phone lines today specifically for callers in Hawaii. If you are from Hawaii and actually experienced this firsthand, 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-2539. If you're from Hawaii and you experienced the false alarm firsthand, please call in. Let's get your take on it. Here's the video from the news of the crazy scene in Hawaii.
They quite literally crawled into manholes and into basements. People here in Hawaii scared to death, panicked, in fact, over what happened at 8:05. In fact, you don't have to go far to find people that are more than happy to tell you their story because they now feel a sense of relief.
It was horrifying. It came across on our phones that there was a missile that was going to hit and nobody knew what to do. It was absolutely horrifying.
What did you do?
Yeah, and just imagine everyone's phones buzzing at the same time, much like when you get an Amber Alert. There's the people running around when they get their alerts. 20 minutes long before people.
Yeah, I filled up pails of water and I filled up the bathtub just so we.
Yeah, how about that? It took 30 minutes for them to correct this mistake. Why didn't they? When they sent out the fake message of the ballistic missile, why didn't they immediately send out one saying false alarm? How about that? Think about that. That took 30 minutes.
She said, I want to be here just in case it happens. And it was really sad.
A missile, ballistic missile had been launched. Take cover.
And this is not a hoax.
This is not a drill. This is not a drill.
A handful of minutes later, it came up.
Okay, so there you go. There's the scenes. There's some of the reports on that. Again, it took them 30 minutes to correct themselves. So today, I want to open up the phone lines to Hawaiians that experienced this firsthand. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-ALEX. What was it like in Hawaii to experience this? We're going to talk more about this. And do you think this was a deep state attack to embarrass President Trump? And will it backfire?
We've got it. We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So it is January 14th, 2018. Filling in for Alex Jones, I'm Owen Schroyer. It is a Sunday here. And the big news over the weekend was a fake missile alert, an emergency alert using the emergency alert system, goes out to people in Hawaii saying that there is an incoming ballistic missile. This is not a drill. Seek shelter immediately. It took them 30 minutes to correct this mistake. People were running around like crazy, not sure what to do. Can you blame them? And then we find out it was fake news, and they say somebody just pushed the wrong button, but that is a blatant lie. If you listen to Alex Jones' fireside chat last night on the Real Alex Jones channel on YouTube, it talks about how the deep state is, of course, initiating a coup against President Trump and how this was part of it, issuing this false alert in order to embarrass President Trump. Well, guess what? Now Ajit Pai has announced that he's going to launch an investigation into this with the FCC. So will we get to the bottom of this? Was this an attack against President Trump to make him look bad? Is it even possible that it was a mistake? No. So what is behind this? We will find out. But if this was truly another deep state attack against President Trump, guess what? It's going to backfire just like the rest of them. So here's what I said in the first segment, and I will say it again. We want to open up the calls, the phone lines here today for callers in Hawaii. What was it like for you on the ground? Do you think this was part of the deep state coup against President Trump? And what do you think needs to be done? So those are the questions I have, and I really want to listen to what people thought about this from Hawaii who experienced this firsthand. So 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-ALEX. Specifically, I want to hear from people in Hawaii. What was it like? Do you think it was part of a coup against President Trump to make him look bad? And what do you think the backlash for this will be? So we're going to start to aggregate your calls here. In the meantime, I do actually have stacks of news to get to. So while we get your calls ready, why don't I go ahead and get into some of this news here today? I'll just go right through this stack of kind of just random news that I have assorted here. Now, on Friday, President Trump held a press conference honoring Martin Luther King, and you had Martin Luther King Jr.'s family there. You had a number of other African Americans there. You had Mike Pence there. You had Katrina Pearson there. It was a good gathering, a lot of smiles. People were happy, very cordial. He honors Martin Luther King. He talks about the greatness of what Martin Luther King did. And then immediately after that, you have the liberal media saying, Trump, are you racist? Trump, are you racist? Well, what more can President Trump do to prove he's not racist? And so then you have April Ryan saying Trump is racist. And in fact, let's go ahead and just go to this clip right now, guys. Alveda King reacts to Trump being called a racist. So here's Trump in the White House on Friday after the meeting. Are you racist, Trump? Mr. President, are you racist?
Are you a racist? Well, more media backlash over President Trump's comments about...
Yeah, look at how racist he is bringing all of these African-Americans to the White House. I mean, unbelievable. Look at the black unemployment is at record lows. What a racist.
Real racism at home, certainly, and throughout...
So now here's Alveda King.
And made real change. What is it when everything is racist, when that is the word now that everybody paints everything with that they don't like, does nothing become racist? Does it in some way sort of cheapen what your uncle fought so much to defend against and to stop?
Well, I believe Rachel just put it best. And by the way, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Fox and Friends, thank you for being on it with real news and not fake news. To answer your question, absolutely. Racism is just a word that's being bandied and thrown about and thrown at the president, in my opinion, unjustly. President Trump is not a racist. I've been with the president recently.
So now the left is going to disavow the King family. You watch.
Making
I'm serious. I bet you can find videos of this clip on Twitter, and all of the radical leftists are saying, oh my gosh, she's a race traitor. This is what they do. These people are sick.
And I'm so glad the president has done it. But what is so outrageous to call a man a racist who continues to acknowledge the significant work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., my uncle, in a positive way.
Yeah, he appoints Jerome Simpson. He appoints Ben Carson. I mean, it's unbelievable, the racism. But this is the great part about it. The beautiful part about this is that the liberal media is destroying itself. It is completely destroying itself. And so if there is a silver lining here, that is the silver lining. And speaking of destroying themselves, Jamie Dimon, or Dimon, I'm not sure how you pronounce this, the JP Morgan Chase CEO, last week or the week before, he predicted a 4% GDP growth pretty soon. I think if we stay on this path, we'll hit 5% by the year 2020. But he points out Democrats don't have a strong candidate for 2020. Yeah, that's why they're trying to shove Oprah down your throat. Boy, did that fail miserably. And you've got the Women's March coming up next week. Folks, that is going to be an absolute embarrassment for these people. Trust me on that. Cannot wait for that embarrassment. Flu season is shaping up as one of the worst in years, officials say. Oh, I wonder if that has anything to do with them shoving the flu shot down our throats. You know, President Trump made a comment. They asked, do you ever get a flu shot? He said, no, I don't like putting bad chemicals in my body. That's funny. President Trump has gotten the flu, but this flu season has been really bad, so that's been a big story. They'll probably try to use that to sell you even more flu shots, that nice concoction of poison. Elon Musk confirms he was at an alleged Silicon Valley sex party until 1 a.m., and that's when he left. Now, this is actually an interesting story. We had essentially our QAnon call into the Alex Jones Show 2 weeks ago and talk about how Elon Musk is a patriot. I've always liked Elon Musk. Obviously, he's an innovator. He's a genius. He might have some liberal politics, but there's nothing wrong with that, as long as you're fair. And so now, was this an attempt to blackmail Elon Musk? Was this an attempt to invite him to one of these parties? And then next thing you know, you wind up passed out in a room with, let's just say, someone or something you don't want to be in a room with? Little blackmail attempt against the patriot Elon Musk? Interesting story there. Glad Elon Musk is smarter than to fall for that. Speaking of being, well, not smart and falling for it, Mitt Romney has confirmed, that's what the reports are saying, he's going to run. Of course, Roger Stone had that report, actually, I believe months ago. And so now the narrative is, will he run as a Trump friend or a Trump foe? Well, he's only got one option, and that's a Trump foe. Nobody's going to believe Mitt Romney is a friend of Trump after he betrayed him during the election cycle. You know, how do you explain something like this? Doctors warn teens against Tide Pod Challenge. So there's this, I guess it's like a laundry detergent. It's a Tide Pod, and teens are ingesting this. It's the Tide Pod Challenge. So, wow, doctors are warning teens it's bad for their health. Oh my God, shocking. Ingesting laundry detergent is bad for my health? Oh, thank God the doctor told me that. I had no idea. What is wrong with these teenagers? Good night. Yeah, Tide is reminding us with Rob Gronkowski, night not to eat your Tide Pod. Thanks, Tide. I think you already put that as a disclaimer on the side of your container there, but I guess teenagers can't read. Thanks, liberal indoctrinating public education. Thanks, public education. Teenagers are so smart now, they try to ingest Tide. SNL opens hits Morning Joe, Bannon, Fire and Fury book. Now this is actually great. If SNL actually made fun of the crazies in media, like the Keith Olbermans, the Mika Brzezinskis, the Joe Scarboroughs, the Don Lemons, that would actually be funny and raise their ratings. Let's see if they get the message and do it. That's something that would actually be funny. Crazy Mika? I mean, come on, that's good entertainment. All right, your calls from Hawaii on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones today. He will be back tomorrow hosting the Alex Jones Show, as usual, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. And at this time, we are going to go to the phone line. Specifically, we're going to hear from people in Hawaii that experienced the false alarm missile notification telling you it's not a drill and to shelter in place immediately. So we want to go right to your calls to figure out what your experience was like. Do you think this was an effort by the deep state as part of the coup to embarrass President Trump? And what do you think the backlash for this will be, should we find out that's the case? Let's start with Mary in Hawaii. Go ahead.
Owen Schroyer.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. My name is Mary, and I'm calling you from Hilo, Hawaii. And this is a really horrible thing that happened yesterday. I believe that the governor is guilty of Title 50 violation, 841 and 842 of the United States Code.
And what's the name of that governor again?
David Ige.
Governor David Ige.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this was a planned attack. The governor's been having a lot of problems this last week because I've been on them. Somebody served some false foreclosure papers against me in 17-1-0366. So I've been in contact with the U.S. attorney, and this was their reaction to it. And Tulsi Gabbard, you know, she jumped on there, and she blamed Trump. And they were playing chicken. You see, they were trying to start World War III so that Governor Ige could stand up again and be the governor. Right now, his hands are tied.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned Tulsi Gabbard because a couple weeks ago, I've always felt that Tulsi Gabbard was a fair-minded person, obviously differing ideologies and politics from me, a conservative. She's obviously a liberal, but I always felt that she was fair. But I felt that last week, after seeing some of her tweets, and then seeing some of the things she was saying on TV, and then she goes on Tucker Carlson and she's got this new hairdo that she has, like, literally like a new witch hairdo. It's really, really strange. I've never thought Tulsi Gabbard was the enemy, but now I'm actually looking at Tulsi Gabbard and I get a weird, strange feeling that she's gone to the dark side.
Well, she's a Hindi, and, you know, she backs what she backs. She's very much the kind of Democrat she is, you know,
But doesn't that just show you, though? See, that's what I'm saying. Doesn't that just show you the reaction from these people like Tulsi Gabbard? Well, this just shows we have to negotiate with North Korea. We needed to, President Trump's the bad guy. Wait a second. President Trump is the one that was negotiating with North Korea. President Trump is the one that got North Korea to the table with South Korea. But that's what I'm saying. See, they project that it's them. That's what they do. They think that they can trick us. Oh, well, this is an innocent mistake. Someone pushed the wrong button, but this is Trump's fault. I mean, we need to use this to go after Trump.
They were playing chicken. They were trying to start World War III.
You think that that's the backlash here? You think that this is a deep state coup playing chicken with North Korea to try to start World War III?
I think it's a Brian Schatz coup. I think it's a Tulsi Gabbard coup. I think it's a Mazie Hirono coup.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You don't have to dig far in the deep state, man. Go look at the Hawaii Supreme Court. You go look at what they're doing right now, man. These people are in panic.
These people are in absolute panic, and they can't even sit at their jobs right now. Mayor Harry Kim, Hawaii County, man. I'm telling you, I've been sending letters to Alex Jones, you know? He knows what's going on. And I'm telling you, man, they were playing chicken. They were mad because Trump didn't push the button for them. And well, she came back and blamed Trump. And if you go back through and you take the timeline, man, these people are jerks, man. Stupid, idiot jerks.
Well, and there's certainly no supporters of President Trump and his agenda. Absolutely. And
well,
I think that you're...
They're all going to Gitmo, man. They're just a bunch of stupid race-based idiots.
All right. Great call from Mary in Hawaii. Good stuff.
Aaron, I love you. I love you.
Thank you so much. Great caller there. Mary in Hawaii talking about experiencing that alert. You know, and it'll be interesting to find out if a lot of people in Hawaii feel the same way as her. And you could tell the passion and the lack of patience she has for the leadership down there that has gone fully liberal. But I don't even care. See, that's the thing to me. If you want to have different ideologies and different politics, that's fine. We need that. That's actually what keeps America free from becoming a tyranny, if you want to be perfectly honest, is that they've gone completely mental, and it's not about liberal ideologies. It's all about removing Trump. It's all about lying to the American public to make Trump look bad. It's not about policy. It's not about common sense. It's not even about reality for these people. 100%. Full throttle, take Trump out no matter what, even if that means selling your soul out, even if that means having no integrity, even if that means treason, even if that means going against common sense, even if that means going against reality. And that's what Mary is talking about when she calls in and voices her disgust towards the leadership in Hawaii. Absolutely correct. Let's go to Gordon, also calling in from Hawaii. Go ahead, Gordon, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? This is Gordon, and God bless you guys and all of the InfoWarriors out there.
Why, thank you. You too.
Hey, yeah, yesterday morning was really crazy. My phone just started screaming, emergency alert, and when I read it, I couldn't believe it.
What was it like? Were you like, oh my gosh, this is it? Or did you kind of have like an instinctual gut reaction like, wait a second, no?
No, I did not think it was a false alarm.
Wow.
I was absolutely in shock. And I didn't get real scared. I kind of did, I guess. But I went over to the neighbor's house. She hadn't heard about it. And then, boom, her phone went off. And we started figuring out what we were going to do. She's pregnant. And we do have lava tubes around here that you can go into, because I live out in the country here in Mountain View. And I was just thinking, where's the nearest one? I just moved back to Hawaii 5 months ago.
So you were seeking shelter?
Yes. Yeah, but then after...
And how long did it take y'all to realize that it wasn't the real deal?
Well, after about 10, 15 minutes, I already knew that's about how long it would take to get here, that nothing happened.
Wow. You know what? That's a great point. It took them longer to correct the false alarm than it would have for a missile to hit the island.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nobody wow. You don't think that was... let me ask you, do you think that was intentional?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What about the entire thing? What about the false alarm? Do you believe that was intentional?
Yes, I do. There's got to be plenty of protocols so that some idiot can't just push a button. And we do have a lot of idiots here. I got to tell you, I can't tell you how many NPR boneheads there are here. But, no, there's plenty of protocol, so this can't happen. This is a beta test to test people and their reactions. A lot of people freaked out. I could hear cars racing around.
Wow.
I was way out in the country. No sirens.
Wow, this is why we're taking calls from Hawaii today. Great caller, Gordon. Yeah, it took them longer to correct the mistake than it would have a missile to get there. And were they testing the reaction of the public? Another great question. All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Filling in for Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer here on a Sunday. The big story over the weekend, false alarm goes out in Hawaii, says ballistic missile inbound, seek shelter immediately. It takes them 30 minutes to correct this mistake. That's longer than it would have taken for the missile to actually hit ground. The FCC is launching an investigation into that. We are hearing from the people from Hawaii that had to experience it firsthand. Let's go right back out to the phone lines to Easton, calling in from Hawaii. Easton, what was the experience like for you?
Hey, Owen, it was, I don't know, we had a long night out with the boys the night before, and I'd just been woken up by the missile alert, so...
So you got woken up early in the morning by the alert?
Yeah, it was, exactly, it was like 8.
And you're a little foggy from the night before, and then what are you thinking?
Exactly. And, well, I got my armor plates and, you know, my ammunition and everything ready to go. We had, you know, my boys are all calling me on the phone. All the soldiers are out there, all the info warriors. You know what I mean?
So was there this is interesting. I haven't really heard of it, heard anything like this. Are you saying that there was kind of a preparedness response from people that went into action mode?
Yes. Yes, sir. There are,
we saw some of the videos of the shelters and everything.
There's a certain level of preparedness out here. Definitely ex-military, some of our buddies from high school, that kind of thing.
So what do you think this was? Do you think this was an innocent mistake, or was this part of the deep state coup to make Trump look bad?
For me, within minutes, I was on the, you know, on Google, looking for an InfoWars, you know.
Right, and that's what Alex was saying in the video last night. Everybody was saying, why aren't you covering it? Why aren't you covering it? So we did the live broadcast. But I want to ask you, Easton, do you think that this was part of the deep state? Do you think this was part of a deep state coup to make Trump look bad, or was this an innocent mistake?
Well, the way that they portrayed it on the news when, I don't know exactly what he runs, but the guy, Vern Miyagi, came on and took responsibility for his, you know, his section of the State Department or whatever who's running this, was responsible for pressing the wrong button. And they say, it was a non-redundant system, which means you don't need two people to...
Yeah, and our sources are telling us that that's a bunch of BS, but should that even be the case... That he should be fired and investigated immediately.
Immediately, somebody, because people were sending their kids down the storm drains. People were flying it down the highway to go collect their kids from practice as well.
Well, I can't even imagine. I mean, you talk about fake news. I mean, this is the antithesis.
Yeah. My mom was ready to load all the food in the car. My boys are calling me saying, I loaded all my crap in the car already, in the truck, all the.
So this is another example. Stuff. So you agree that this was a conscious effort for whatever the thought process was to make Trump look bad. This was not a mistake.
Yes, this is definitely something to make the country look weak, make the country look unorganized.
Try to make the country scared, like it's all Trump's fault. Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. Thank you for the call, Easton. Let's keep it in Hawaii. We're taking callers from Hawaii on the false alarm fake news. Let's go to Ed calling in from Hawaii. Ed, what do you think? Was this part of a deep state coup against President Trump?
Absolutely, Owen. Absolutely. I do think that they basically... So first of all, there's multiple redundancy. When they're stating that there isn't, it's nonsense. When I first saw the excuse that they pressed the wrong button, I actually fell on the floor laughing. I put out a bunch of tweets just talking about how ridiculous that was. And clearly...
Yeah, isn't that amazing that they think that the public is so stupid that they would fall for that?
Yeah, no, they actually... Well, they do actually do...
It was just a button. We just hit the wrong button. Oh, okay, No,
the response from social media was actually outstanding. I'm very proud of people on social media for realizing how ridiculous the excuse.
Yeah, you know
was.
What? Exactly, Ed. You're not pulling the wool over America's eyes anymore. The deep state is exposing themselves, man. They are going full throttle. They don't even care if they do. It's so obvious. They don't even care if they're so obvious in their coup against Trump, in their fake news. This is unbelievable.
Now, the person that they're going to trot out, the civil employee they're going to trot out as the person who, quote-unquote, pushed the button, is who's going to potentially cop to this lie. We need to investigate his bank accounts, potential offshore bank accounts, because that's where we are in our country right now.
Yeah, and that's not the FCC's purview. So the FCC can do their investigation, but I don't see how the FCC gets bank account records.
No, they won't. So what what we need is we need 8chan and 4chan to focus like a laser beam on the supposed button pusher and find out everything that we can from public records about this person. This is where we are in our country. Whatever a patsy is put forth, you must investigate.
Isn't that amazing? Just like the Vegas shooting that we're going to be covering more in the second hour today, Laura Loomer is going to be joining me to talk about the recent developments there. Yeah, just like the Las Vegas shooting where the FBI gives us nothing. If it wasn't for independent researchers on the internet, we wouldn't know anything about Stephen Paddock. In fact, independent researchers on the internet forced the police and the FBI to change their narrative, including Laura Loomer. So we're going to be talking about that later. So, but it's the same thing with this deal. Oh, we just had someone push the button. Oh, just believe that. No, we're not idiots. That's a lie. Okay, well, here's our sacrificial lamb. Here's the guy to blame. Let's get the FCC will investigate that. Well, let's get the FCC. Let's get the CIA. Let's get the FBI. Let's get the IRS. I mean, let's figure out what was really behind this.
Absolutely, Owen. And I want to make a shout out to all Hawaiian residents that I actually, in all honesty, did not react at all to the alarm because I'd already looked into, I live on Maui, so I looked into the effects of a bomb blast in Honolulu or, you know, Pearl Harbor, because that's the military target. There's no targets on Maui. And there's actually a website that you can go and see what the blast radius of the biggest bomb known to man. It's called the Russian Tsar bomb. Maui's 119 miles away from Honolulu. It wouldn't even come close. So even if this was real, I didn't react. I finished eating my breakfast in the restaurant, drove home. People were flying by me at 100 miles an hour, and my heart rate didn't skip. So that's the power of information. You need to know.
Yeah, and I also believe, too, that you just have a gut instinct when you see something like that. Your gut. I mean, if there was I believe that there is an extra spiritual, metaphysical thing. I mean, if there was actually a missile coming down on you, you would feel it in your gut. I mean, I really do believe that.
I didn't feel it at all, Owen. I mean, with the knowledge of the fact that I knew the bomb radius wouldn't come anywhere close to Maui, to be quite honest, I didn't believe it was actually a real threat.
I just want to be clear. I'm not in no way, shape, or form am I trying to insult someone that was freaking out. Because trust me, I mean, you get that alert on your phone, you got a family, you got kids, you know, I mean, you know. Absolutely, you have every right to freak out. That's not what I'm saying. I don't know. I just really feel like I'm in tune with the force right now, if you will. And I think that most Americans are now getting in tune with that, and they would feel it. I mean, you know, you would feel that.
Yeah, Owen, I'm a very high informational person. So like yourself, if you were here with me, you wouldn't have freaked out either.
But, hey, let me ask you a question. The crew is actually wondering this, and this is a good question because I haven't heard it addressed. Were there actually sounds of alarms going off, like bomb raid sirens going off?
Nope. There were no raid sirens at all. In fact, Maui has a system. They test it the first of every month. I hear the sirens at noon, the first of every month. No sirens. Nothing went off here.
Wow. So that means that that's probably a separation of communication there between whoever has those sirens, their hand on that button, if you will, and then the button on the emergency alert system. So obviously they weren't coordinated. So this was clearly to me, And all of our callers from Hawaii would agree, this is a deep state coup against President Trump. Our sources were telling Alex Jones the same thing last night. He did a live broadcast on the Alex Jones channel. This is just yet another attempt of the deep state coup against President Trump to make him look bad. In fact, guys, can you pull up the official emergency alert real quick before break? I've lost my clock here. You blocked it out. But I want to try to see this one more time before break. Did the emergency alert even say North Korea in it? You guys have it? It didn't say North Korea. See, to me, that was also intentional. Leave out North Korea because you put North Korea in, people might not take it as seriously because North Korea is a joke. All right, we've been taking your calls from Hawaii. We will continue that later on in the second hour. We're going to be joined by Laura Loomer at the top of the second hour to discuss the latest developments in the Las Vegas shooting. Still no narrative, more questions as the days go by. But that story just gets dropped from the news. In the meantime, though, I need to knock out a stack of this news. So let's just hammer this out. So Senator Jeff Snowflake from Snowflake, Arizona, he's been anti-Trump. He's such a failed politician. He has to step down after his term. And now he's comparing Trump to Stalin. Now, this is actually funny to me because you've got all of these leftists that are comparing Trump to Hitler, comparing Trump to these communist dictators. He's such a bad guy. He's an authoritarian. And a part of me kind of wishes they were right. A part of me kind of wishes that Senator Jeff Snowflake was right that Trump was like Stalin. You know why? Because you know where Jeff Flake would be? In a gulag. Okay? In jail. So before you want to call Trump Stalin-esque, let's remember what Stalin would do to his critics. And then maybe Trump should take a page out of Stalin's notebook and say, okay, Flake, you want to compare me to Stalin? I'll treat you like Stalin. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. See you in the gulag. But Stalin's already, Jeff Flake is already going. Stalin, Jeff Snowflake, Stalin Snowflake from Arizona is actually already removing himself from the government. He's such a failed politician, he has to step down. Speaking of failed politicians, however, this one just keeps getting louder. You just put a new wig on her and her volume gets turned up. Maxine Waters meltdown. Impeach Trump for name-calling and disrespect of women. Well, I'll be. I didn't realize that you could be impeached for name-calling. I didn't realize that you could be impeached for disrespecting women. Maybe we should ask Bill Clinton about that. But Mad Maxine, just put a new wig on her, turn the volume up, and she'll shout impeach at whatever platform you give to her. You're going to have to point her in the right direction. You know, she's going to need some help. You kind of have to shuffle her out there. She's a little confused. Where am I? Where's the president? This president? President what? Yeah, Maxine, just right over there. See the microphone? Just say impeach 20 times. Okay. This president must be impeached. Okay. All right. Great job, Maxine. Woo! Where's my wig? What does Maxine Waters even do? I've done this before, but I'm telling you, here's a regular day for Maxine Waters. She wakes up. She takes about an hour, 2-3 hours to powder her face, powder her chrome dome. Then she takes about half an hour to straighten her wig out. And then she gets on the floor of the Hill and cries about Trump for an hour. And then she goes out and she does an interview on MSNBC for 20 minutes crying about Trump. And then calls it a day and goes back to wherever she resides, takes about 2 hours to remove her makeup and then polish her chrome dome before she calls it a night. So that's Maxine Waters, wants to impeach President Trump for name calling and disrespecting women. Maxine Waters has lost it. MSNBC corrects fake news about Panamanian ambassador. So Mary Emily O'Hara, an MSNBC correspondent, says NBC confirms with the State Department that the U.S. ambassador to Panama, John Feely, has resigned because he no longer feels he can comfortably serve under President Trump. Feely is the first U.S. diplomat to resign over the comments. They had to erase that because it was fake news. Oh, don't you just love it when MSNBC puts out fake news? Hey, if you want to find MSNBC putting out fake news, all you have to do is tune in. It's really that simple. Trump accuses Wall Street Journal of fake news over misquote about Kim Jong-un. And then Sarah Huckabee Sanders blasts them on that. They have the audio tape of it. And, you know, Wall Street Journal to me, actually, you know, sometimes they get hit with fake news. Sometimes I think they do good stuff over there. I don't think everyone over there is just unabashedly against Trump. But here you go again. Another example of a news story made to make Trump look bad that ends up being total fake news. You know, you think that these... we do have the audio. Yeah, guys, go ahead and play the audio. This is the White House releasing the audio proving that the Wall Street Journal printed fake news about President Trump.
As you know, I have a great relationship with Prime Minister Abe, Japan. And I probably have a very good relationship with Kim Jong-un of...
And I'd probably have a good relationship with Kim Jong-un. And then they rephrased it and deleted the I would, essentially saying, oh, yes, I have a great relationship with Kim Jong-un. So they just get caught red-handed in that lie. But it's amazing to me that these media outlets would still be printing fake news about President Trump, tweeting fake news about President Trump, even not even a week after he talks about libel laws and making libel laws a lot more resourceful for people that are being libeled against. So just keep printing fake news about President Trump. Please, please keep doing it. Just make him more upset and make him think about making libel a more serious issue. All right, so this is unbelievable. In fact, guys, just roll the B-roll behind me. Breaking video, crazed socialist mobs destroy H&M stores in South Africa over monkey ad. So H&M, the video is rolling behind me. These people are just destroying the store. They're tearing it apart. Look at how peaceful and loving they are. This is so absurd. This is just like the teenagers eating the Tide Pods. You've completely lost your mind. You have completely lost your mind when you're inside a retail store rioting over an ad because it said monkey on a hoodie. What is the big deal? What, kids like monkeys? Oh my gosh, kids like monkeys. Shocking. Nobody ever has a pet, a little stuffed monkey, you know, when they're young. I remember there were Beanie Babies. I used to have Beanie Baby monkeys. I mean, whatever. So they think the hoodie is insensitive. And so then they go out and they tear the H&M store apart. I thought Floyd Mayweather's response was much better. He just took the hoodie and the kid in the hoodie and just said, black is beautiful on it. Instead of coolest monkey in the jungle. Jan, why does that have to be a black thing? If we're all evolved from the same people, if we're all evolved from monkeys, you know, they tell us that we all evolved from monkeys. Apparently I'm a monkey's uncle here, but I can't wear a hoodie that says coolest monkey in the jungle. And so then these socialists go out and destroy the H&M stores because they're lunatics. But Floyd Mayweather had the right response. He puts out the same thing and it just says black is beautiful. I thought it was hilarious. A perfect troll. Someone should have done that with white is beautiful just to troll them even harder. They would have gotten so mad. But there they are. Oh, just peacefully responding to the H&M store selling a hoodie that says coolest monkey in the jungle. Wow. So now you've got the liberals projecting crap hole onto Trump Hotel. It's amazing. These people use this exact verbiage, this exact language to describe Trump, insulting him with slurs and curse words. But if he says it, it's a bad thing. And then April Ryan, I mean, she's coming completely unhinged. She says brown people should call airlines and book flights to crap hole countries. Well, why don't you go live in West Africa, April Ryan? Why don't you go live in Haiti, April Ryan? These people are all frauds. Just like global warming. Oh, we're all warming the planet by driving cars. And then they go hop on their jumbo jet, private jumbo jet. Then they go hop on their yacht. Oh, I can't believe Trump said crap hole countries. And then they say Trump's a crap hole. I mean, these are the biggest frauds. But the good news is people are figuring it out. And the other good news is we are defeating the fake news. And it's all possible by you going to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you're hearing about Twitter wanting to censor us. Facebook, Google, YouTube, they're all trying to censor us, folks. But you are our power. You are the force that beats the censorship. You are the shield-piercing arrow of their censorship that beats them at InfoWarsStore.com. So we've got great specials going on. This is how we're funded, by you, not big banks, not big pharmaceutical companies, not fast food chains. You, the end user, InfoWarsStore.com. Look at some of these specials. 50% off Secret 12 Vitamin B12 right now. 50% off Survival Shield X2. Those are game-changing products. 50% off Super Male Vitality. 50% off Alpha Power. I just started taking Alpha Power. That is the real deal, folks. That is the real deal. Check out Alpha Power. Cellforce, 50% off. That's another new product. Two of those products are new. We just introduced them at 50% off, including the new The Real Red Pill. And you've got the latest product at InfoWarsStore.com, Immune Wall. Immune Wall, the latest product at InfoWarsStore.com. And that is at an introductory rate of 25% off. So you make everything possible. We expand. We build new studios. We do more reports on the scene. We hire more people. It's all thanks to you at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. And with your continued support, we will continue to expand to the next level. In the next hour, Laura Loomer joins me. We've got breaking news on the Vegas massacre. Don't go anywhere.
Another world. Another time.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Boy, talking about having to swing your focus, we go from the top of the show talking about the deep state coup against President Trump and how this false alarm in Hawaii looks like it was part of that. Now, I have to be honest, I haven't been fully paying attention to the newest developments in the Las Vegas shooting, but I was just looking at some of the recent stuff here because we're about to have Laura Loomer on. My goodness, I mean, this is breaking news. This is huge stuff. So it just gets more interesting and more interesting. We're about to go to Laura here. But first, here's a report from Leanne. New reports are showing that perhaps Mary Lou Danley, the shooter's girlfriend, may have known that something was about to happen.
New details in the Las Vegas massacre suggest Stephen Paddock's girlfriend may have known something was up. According to newly released FBI documents, Mary Lou Danley deleted her Facebook account 1 hour before the Las Vegas cops named Paddock as the man responsible for the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. 58 people were killed and more than 200 were wounded. The unsealed documents give the timeline. Emergency calls to police indicate Paddock began firing onto the crowd of concert goers around 10:08 p.m. At 2:46 a.m., Danley's Facebook account was deleted. And just about an hour later, authorities released Paddock's name to the public at 3:30 a.m. Now, Danley has remained adamant that she had no prior inclination of Paddock's intentions to conduct the attack. But her actions suggest otherwise. If Danley moved quickly after the shooting to hide her relationship with Stephen Paddock, what did she know and when? Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
So I'm just trying to recall, you know, all the information that we covered with the Vegas shooting. You've got what we would all believe had to be a multiple shooter event, essentially confirmed with multiple video reports, live videos from the scene, and then multiple police tapes and police reports with multiple people being shot at and even shot in multiple different locations. So you've got all that going on. You've got the helicopters in the area. That story develops. You've got then the most latest breaking stuff was they didn't even complete autopsies on all of the dead bodies from that night. So it's just all of these conflicting stories. We get nothing from the FBI. We get nothing from the police. I was crediting Laura Loomer and other investigators out there independently. They've done more work than at least that we've been allowed to know of than the FBI. They have forced the FBI and the police to in fact change their official reports. I mean, you want to talk about breakthrough journalism. That is the definition when you're beating the actual authorities at their job. That is, of course, if they're not ordered to carry out a cover-up, which becomes more and more apparent to me as we get these developments. So, Laura, in the quick 60 seconds here before the break, what are you going to break down here in the next segment?
Well, I'm going to go through this newly released information that is now being seen in the more than 300 pages of unsealed FBI search warrants into Stephen Paddock's home, his hotel room, his devices, Mary Lou Danley's devices. But, you know, I want to make something very clear. That report that you just read off from Leanne, that's not new information, right? Investigators like myself and others on the internet who have been looking into this independently broke that information literally hours after the Las Vegas shooting happened. So I just find it interesting that now the mainstream media has shown up so late to this party, right? And they're literally reporting information as breaking news that was already reported 3 months ago.
All right, so in the other side, we're going to break this down. There's other developments in this that Laura Loomer has found. One, though, there's one specific development that to me proves that there is not just a cover-up going on, but this entire thing was planned from the beginning as far as the cover-up's concerned. When you hear about what you're going to hear on the other side, Laura Loomer's the guest. Don't go anywhere. This is The Alex Jones Show.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones today. A lot of questions still remain in the Las Vegas massacre, which, again, it didn't even happen half a year ago. We still don't have a motive. More questions than answers. And you just go back and you look at all the anomalies, you look at all the lies, and it just doesn't look good to try to sit here and report on this and say, well, I'm sure this is the real story. No, there seems to be a distinct cover-up going on. What were the ties to the Vegas massacre and ISIS? And what are the developments in Saudi Arabia? What potential ties do we have to the Vegas massacre and radical leftists? What potential ties does Stephen Paddock have to potentially gun running for certain government agencies? These are all questions that remain to be answered. But the latest development that I think, Laura, to me, shows a cover-up more than anything is you have now reported that one of the police officers involved in this has now received a cushy security job at a casino in Las Vegas. Tell us more about that, Laura Loomer.
Yeah, so I first reported this several weeks ago. And if you look at the upper management at LVMPD, who's, you know, leading this investigation with the FBI, you have Sheriff Lombardo, you have Assistant Sheriff Kevin McMahill, and then you are Under Sheriff Kevin McMahill and Assistant Sheriff Todd Fasulo. Within the past 3 months since the shooting, Sheriff Lombardo has been in talks to be taking a job with DHS. There's been reports. I reported that he's not running for re-election. Kevin McMahill is in talks to take a security job with Raiders Stadium. And then Fasulo actually left just as I predicted. He left and just was assigned a position as the director for crisis management at Wynn in Las Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm. Wynn Resorts. Yeah.
Just as I predicted two or three months ago, I said that these officials were going to be running for the hills as more information came out that this was a cover-up and they would be leaving to take cushy jobs within the casino, which is what all of these corrupt Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department officials do. And if you look at these reports that are now released as of Friday night, there's just more evidence that we've been lied to by the FBI and LVMPD. The thing that's most concerning to me is this email correspondence. If you look at these documents, the FBI identified an email address that was being used to communicate with Stephen Paddock, in which they're talking about the weapons used in the Las Vegas shooting. And investigators even said in this report that they believe that these correspondences between these two email addresses had something to do with the shooting. So that, by definition, means that there is a co-conspirator or some type of accomplice.
Right, and they found out that the FBI was well aware that Stephen Paddock had a large cache of weapons.
Exactly. So yet again, just another thing that we've talked about on this program before is the FBI's foreknowledge of events before they take place, or foreknowledge of terrorists or individuals. And of course they had knowledge, right? Because a lot of this evidence now is suggesting that Stephen Paddock really isn't just some lone wolf shooter, just some nobody guy who had no training. It's really starting to look as if there's deeper ties here and that Stephen Paddock may be some type of informant or government agent who was participating in some type of gun running activity. And if you look at the reports and you look at the information and you just compare the dates of information released to the public and the dates that are on these official documents, we have been lied to. They are conducting a misinformation campaign about the facts surrounding the Las Vegas shooting. They told us, Assistant Sheriff Fasulo told us on October 2nd in a press conference that they were confident that Stephen Paddock was the sole gunman in the Las Vegas shooting. And then if you look at this report, which was officially filed on October 13th, they're suggesting that there are co-conspirators and accomplices. How can you tell the American public that Stephen Paddock is the only shooter when you haven't even finished your search warrants as of the date indicated on the report?
They didn't even protect the guy's house. His house gets looted and raided like 2 days later. I'll be honest with you, Laura. I'm not even convinced Stephen Paddock pulled the trigger. I'm not even convinced that Stephen, look at what we got here. We have a situation where they're trying to distract from the real story here, which is this was a mass attack. Okay, this was a mass attack. You had multiple shooters at multiple venues. You potentially had shooters on a helicopter. Yeah, I don't even want to say that, but unfortunately, the reports indicate that could also be true. You have to do not forget that they tried to blow up a tank of gasoline at the airport. This was a mass terror attack on our country, and they're totally distracting us with Stephen Paddock and not even giving us the truth about him.
Yeah, and look, ISIS took responsibility. I'm going to repeat myself again, as I've done on this program. ISIS has taken responsibility for the Las Vegas shooting four times, right? Not once, not twice, not three times. We're talking about four times that ISIS has taken responsibility for the Las Vegas shooting and even indicated prior to the attack that they were going to be attacking Las Vegas in some type of music venue or concert or sporting event.
Yeah, and somehow these anonymous, you know, 4chan Reddit posts indicate exactly what was going to happen just months before. I mean, it's the craziest stuff ever.
Well, not only that, but 10 months prior to the shooting, DHS conducted a joint training mission with LVMPD to focus on whether there would be like some type of terror attack at a concert or some type of mass shooting event. And so the Department of Homeland Security literally was preparing LVMPD prior to the shooting for the events that took place. So it's, you know, they definitely had foreknowledge of an incident. ISIS warned us. This is the problem with the media trying to prevent Americans from really understanding the true terror threat in this country. And DHS lies and deception regarding the actual threat of Islamic terrorism in this country and around the world. They're constantly telling us that ISIS isn't here, that there is no threat of ISIS, that ISIS is contained, or that, you know, they're under control, when really ISIS is actually planning attacks and they're very serious about the things that they're promising to do in these propaganda videos, right? They threaten to attack Las Vegas, they attack Las Vegas. They threaten to attack New York. In the past 3 months, New York City has been attacked two times by ISIS terrorists. So I want to know, why is Department of Homeland Security and local law enforcement in Las Vegas trying to deceive the American public and really not inform them of the true terror threat that surrounds them? I mean, it just seems like an attempt to further endanger society.
Well, and let's be perfectly clear here. The borders were wide open to this country, and some people might say that was intentionally done by the Obama administration to get ISIS in here. And then if, God forbid, Hillary Clinton becomes president, you just let ISIS run wild and you initiate martial law, shut down the internet, whatever it is Hillary Clinton would have done in that situation. We get Trump in, he wants to fight against it. And now you have the FBI and other people actually trying to deal with these terrorists that are here domestically. But just to prove what Laura is talking about, let's find the story, guys. I believe it was General Kelly said that if you knew what I knew about terrorism, you would not even leave your house. Pull that up, guys. Think about, what do you think he's saying? Do you think he's talking about random Jewish people running around stabbing people? No, in the yarmulke? No, I don't think that. What about people yelling around saying, praise Jesus, and then slaughtering people in the streets? No, not seeing that go on either. Not seeing that happen with Buddhists. No, it seems to be one group of people, and that's the radical Islamic people. So who do you think General Kelly is talking about when he says, if you knew what I knew about terrorism, you wouldn't leave your house?
Muslims, obviously. I mean, let's just say it like it is, right? I mean, it's always Muslims.
And let's be perfectly clear, too, because we're going to talk about this more in the other break. And let's be perfectly clear, too, because people are confused at InfoWars coverage of this. Yes, this is so difficult. Yes, I do believe we were lied to about 9/11, and I do believe that we went to wars in the Middle East for other reasons than just our safety or against Muslims. But let's recall here. So the people want to sit here and say, oh, well, you know, we can't keep Muslims out of this country. That's rude. That's racist. We're bombing their nations. Okay, we are bombing these people. And if you don't think for 1 second they want to come here when the borders are wide open and kill Americans, you have to be the dumbest fool I have ever heard of in my life. So if you're going to sit here and complain about U.S. foreign wars in the Middle East, you better realize they're complaining too, and they want to come here and murder you. And Barack Obama allowed it to happen with wide open borders. President Trump is finally doing something about it. Perhaps the FBI is too. And that's why General Kelly says, if you knew what I knew about terrorism, you wouldn't leave your house. That's because radical Muslims are embedded in this country now, and they have a network. Thanks to President Hezbollah, President Hussein Hezbollah. We'll have more on this on their side with Laura Loomer.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So when I saw the recent stories that Laura Loomer was breaking about Las Vegas Police Department members taking new cushy jobs right on the heels of this Vegas massacre, I couldn't help but recall what happened at the Boston Marathon bombing. Now, the crazy thing about this is the Boston Marathon bombing for me was a life-changing experience because it woke me up. It was essentially my red pill, my moment in the sun, my moment of illumination when I realized how fake news is and how we're basically just lied to by authorities about all these things. So that's how it started with me. And so when I heard about the reports of the Las Vegas Police Department members taking these new cushy jobs, I thought, wait a second, that's exactly what happened in the FBI and the Boston Police Department after the Boston Marathon bombing. So there's Rich DeLaurier, the liar from the FBI that was in charge of the Boston Marathon bombing investigation. Immediately after that, he steps down to take a private sector job, a nice cushy job. I forget what that was exactly, but there's Rich DeLaurier. Then you have Ed Davis, who is the Boston police chief at the time of the Boston Marathon bombing. Immediately after that, he resigns and takes a new job, a new cushy job in the private sector, and then opens up his own LLC. So this is a common story. Anytime you have an event like this that I measure up as a cover-up, everyone involved in the investigation flees the scene, as Laura was reporting, and goes into the private sector. So what do you think the big story here is, Laura, at least what people need to be focusing on right now that you're discovering from the Las Vegas cover-up?
What people need to be focusing on and what people need to realize, if you want to have a real red pill moment, is that the FBI lies to you, right? The FBI always has foreknowledge of these Islamic terrorist events. As we've seen in the past, you mentioned the Boston bombers, for example. They were tracking these terrorists. They knew.
Yeah, and then they asked the American public, hey, do you recognize this person? The guy was an FBI CIA asset. You're telling me that they needed our help identifying him? Give me a break.
Yeah, and if you already know this information, why are you seeking the public's help in identifying these people and getting information when you already have a case file on them because you've identified them as possible Islamic terrorists? And what I want to know is, why is the FBI there identifying these individuals who are very problematic, who always tend to be Muslim? Why aren't they neutralizing them, or why aren't they taking care of them before they commit these horrible acts like the Boston bombing in Orlando? The same thing happened with the Pulse nightclub terrorists, right? The FBI had a file on them. And then you see the same thing with a lot of these officials and changes in Orlando, the same thing happening in Boston and the same thing happening in Las Vegas. It's because all of these law enforcement agencies are so tied in together. And when people say it's a cover up or it's a plot by the U.S. government to make you unaware of the actual terror threat in your country, that's not a conspiracy theory. OK, if you look at all the documents and you look at the history of these attacks, if you look at 9/11, you look at Pulse, you look at Boston, and now you look at Las Vegas, which is possibly an ISIS terrorist attack, you have these common themes of FBI agents and law enforcement officials lying to you and not really giving you the full story on these individuals and what they knew about these individuals prior to them carrying out these horrendous acts of terrorism.
What do you think about the new evidence that is confirming what we already believed, that there had to at least be accomplices with Stephen Paddock, but more so that this was a very well thought out and planned event by multiple people?
Well, what I've been saying for the past 3 months, I mean, independent reports and investigations and video footage on the ground from the night of the shooting already proved this. And I want to make something very clear. The FBI didn't willingly release these documents, right? They were sued by multiple media organizations across the country, across the world, to release this information. And there's a hearing in Las Vegas on Tuesday open to the public, suing the same thing, but regarding LVMPD to get their search warrants released, right? Because you have the LVMPD records and then you have the FBI. So it's not like they're trying to be transparent and tell us about this information. They were literally taken to court, okay? So that's just another thing I want people looking into this investigation to understand, is that they're doing everything in their power to prevent us, independent media, and, you know, others in mainstream media and just the American public in general from knowing the facts of this case.
And I'll go ahead and I'll play devil's advocate here and I'll say, well, maybe they're having an ongoing investigation and they just don't want any information out there and they're afraid that it might, you know, ruin whatever investigation they have. But to me, that doesn't really hold up because they're not just not trying to release information. They're intentionally spreading misinformation and trying to cover this thing up. It'd be one thing if they were just like every time, like, look, we cannot share the details. It's an ongoing investigation. If they were at least parroting that point, we'd be like, okay, you know what? Fine. That's kind of what we expect. But they say things that are wrong. They tell us things that are lies. They tell us things that are not possible. That to me is the red flag. There's a difference between saying it's an ongoing investigation. Please respect what we're doing here. And then saying, oh yeah, just a lone shooter. Oh yeah, just this weapon. And then you find out, wait, no, you lied about that. You lied about the date. You lied about the weapon. You lied about no accomplices. Now you're just liars.
Yeah, exactly. And just like you saw when I confronted the sheriff at his press conference with the FBI, I said, why are you lying to the American public? You're telling us you checked in on the 28th.
Yeah, they kicked you out after that, too. They didn't even let you anywhere near the building after that.
Now, if you look at these official documents, it literally is not possible for them to say on the 2nd, one day after the shooting, that Stephen Paddock was the sole shooter, and then search warrant documents that haven't even been approved yet to be dated for October 6th. How are you going to declare Stephen Paddock the only shooter without accomplices when you haven't even been given authority to conduct these search warrants on October 6th, which is 4 days later? And then you look at the date on the official report that was sealed, that's October 13th. We're talking about an 11-day difference, right, between the facts. So, you know, if that isn't proof that they've been lying to you on top of what we've already shown you prior to the release of these documents, then I don't know. I mean, I don't think that you can really call yourself sane or intellectual or an independent thinker if you haven't been able to realize that there is a cover-up and a misinformation campaign taking place regarding the Las Vegas shooting investigation.
And there's so many different angles. I mean, I'm just going back and trying to remember. You have the security officer, Jesus Campos, whose story changes seemingly overnight. He disappears, then reappears on Ellen DeGeneres, who has stake in Vegas with her casino, ties and businesses that she's got going on there. So that's a little sketchy. Then that story just disappears. Jesus Campos just comes and goes. They change the narrative there. He's gone. I'd like to know who was in charge of supposedly protecting Stephen Paddock's house. Well, that was obviously a point of emphasis, a point of interest there. And then magically security from his house just disappears. His house gets broken into that night. And then they realize, oh, yeah, I guess we better keep security on. Who called the security off the house? How come security wasn't already there the whole time? I mean, this is really just unbelievable. Lumen, 40 seconds, final comments.
Yeah, exactly. And, I haven't been on the show in a while, but on Christmas Day, I remember I reported that Jesus Campos has actually been promoted to another security position within.
Oh, like, another guy that gets a promotion from it. Oh,
So he's been promoted to the MGM headquarters security building to identify threats to MGM. How is he going to do that when he couldn't even do his job at Mandalay Bay? It doesn't seem like he's very good at identifying any type of threat.
It's really incredible. Who knows if or when we'll ever get the truth. Laura Loomer, great work covering this. We're going to be right back with more. We're going to somehow have to sidle away from that and get back into the false alarm in Hawaii over the weekend. We'll take your calls from Hawaii. Don't go anywhere.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones today. He will be back tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show. Of course, our full line of broadcast as usual every weekday. David Knight, 8 a.m. in the morning. He goes till the Alex Jones Show at 11. And then I close it out with the War Room and Roger Stone at 3 o'clock till 6 p.m. That is the new broadcast schedule at InfoWars.com/show. Thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We promise to continue our expansion in the face of the globalist with your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go back out to the phone lines. We are still thinking about the big story from this weekend, the false alarm in Hawaii. We go back to our callers from Hawaii talking about their experience that day. Let's start with Tyson from Hawaii. Tyson, what was it like that day when you got the emergency alert?
Well, Owen, it's great to talk with you. I'm calling to you from the bastion of liberal insanity here in Hawaii. Unlike our previous callers, I do live within a fairly close 8-mile radius of the Honolulu, so I had to think about that factor. But I went into overdrive mode once I confirmed that this alert actually was not just a hack. I went to my cousin's house next door, and he confirmed it was real. Then when I saw it on TV giving some detailed instructions, I grabbed my son, jumped in my truck to grab some diesel fuel because my...
Actually, hold on. I got to stop you right there. This is a new angle. I haven't heard about this. What were they reporting on television after the alert?
Well, okay, here's the deal, Owen. They have the alert that goes out on the emergency broadcast on your phone, which is primarily flash flood. But when I got it, the sky was crystal blue.
Right.
It was not a flash flood.
Or like an amber alert, too. Yeah, yeah.
In a sense, but on the TV, it's much more descriptive. It scrolls across the Ole Miss game, the basketball game, and says, get inside, stay inside, take shelter, close the windows.
Okay, okay. So there was also an emergency alert on the television.
Absolutely, yeah. See, these systems are linked.
Okay.
Only the third tier of the link, the last leg, was the sirens. And the only place the sirens went off were on the military bases. Now, we're not sure who made that call. They're looking into that.
Yeah, so it sounds what we're learning here is there's obviously a separation between the people that launch those emergency alerts and then the people that sound the sirens.
Oh, that's a known factor. The military are actually the ones that sound the sirens, or the command comes down from PACOM, who are monitoring the radar throughout the Pacific Basin.
So what do you think this is? Do you think this was a deep state coup against Trump to make him look bad? Was it an honest mistake? And what do you think the backlash is?
Well, let's take a look at the facts. We have to take a look at what our political figures, the very first thing they did right out of the gate while I was watching TV with a live stream from our local broadcast, was it took Colleen Hanabusa less than 30 seconds to pivot this back on Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically his fault.
Yep.
To escalate the situation. And I knew right then and there, I was like, really? You're not worried about the poor parents who are looking their kids in the eyes?
That tell the story, though? I think Tyson nails it right here. And you're not the first caller to suggest this from Hawaii. I think that nails it. Doesn't that tell you the story that the first response from the politicians in Hawaii was, oh, this is what Trump's done. Look at what Trump's done. Not, folks, you know, pray to God and save your family. We're in this together. I mean, that to me tells it all.
Well, I mean, okay, for example, I grabbed my son and I'm going around the curve to grab some diesel fuel, and I had to put my hand on his thigh because he was breaking down crying, and I was having a hard time holding back. And I said, son, just stick with me on this. Be my little helper. We're going to get through this thing. And to, as a father who loves my kids more than I love myself, to have to do that is cruel and unusual and psychological.
You know what? Tyson, you're in my head. The treason that these people, you know, we had people running our government that are probably guilty of treason for a long time. But what they have done since Trump is elected is not just selling this country out. They are literally throwing the entire republic under the bus, crapping on every American out there. No holds barred. I mean, they just tear down society, burn culture to the ground, make children in Hawaii feel like their lives are in danger. I'm praying that we find out who's really behind this and the whole Russian fake dossier. We need to arrest all of these treasonous people now. I'm done with these people trying to ruin this country, man.
Here's another one, Owen. So we got the guy who's at the civil defense office. They're doing a so-called change of shift drill. Basically, at the time, they...
Oh, there's always a drill going on, too. Yeah.
So they simulate this drill, and you got two buttons on the screen, basically a mouse click. So the button on the left is the real thing, and the button on the right is the drill. And so the reporter from Hawaii News Now asks Vince Miyagi, who I've met, so isn't there some sort of double check? Like, you can't even delete a file on your Windows system without asking you 13 times if you really want to do
this. Oh, they're totally lying about that one button. Give me a break.
No, there is a redundant system. And Mr. Miyagi said, yes, there is a do you really want to do this button. So this so-called employee who they have not released his name, very interesting, there is theory that if they did, bad things would happen to him.
Yeah, he should be fired and investigated.
Oh, no. The unions in Hawaii aren't like that. You don't get fired from screwing up. Mandatory retraining program. I heard that on Lionel this morning. He's going to be a quote-unquote retrained.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, unions. Love you, HGEA. They won't release his name. So who is this mystery employee? And how can you click the button, boom, yes, it's a drill, and boom, I really want to do it, but it actually hit the wrong button that says, this is the real McCoy. But the,
you know,
the emotional damage to the my neighbors, there's a care home across the street, old folks. I ran across the street. Who's on a ventilator? Who's on life support over here? Do you guys need power? I have a generator system. I'm a prepper. I've got fish. I've got rabbits. I've got everything but enough diesel fuel on hand, obviously. So she's sobbing. She's...
I wonder if anyone actually like suffered like cardiac arrest or something from this. Did anyone die from this false alarm?
What's that again? Oh, and I'm sorry, you broke up.
Was there any loss of life from this false alarm? Like, you know, maybe an elderly man has like a heart attack or something?
Well, I don't know. But take a look at this kid that's being lowered down into a storm drain. Do you know what kind of gases live in storm drains? Okay. That's where methane, methane evolves up from these storm drains, right? So here's this father trying to provide his beautiful daughter, which I have one of those, as much protection as he can see fit in the 10 minutes you got.
Mm-hmm.
Lowering down in this storm drain, that's just the most publicized example.
And how do you, look, you know what? This is unbelievable. Thank you so much for the call, Tyson. I'm sorry, folks. This was such a false flag. This was such an attempt to make Trump look bad. You can tell because of their response. You can tell because it took them so long to correct the record. Why wouldn't you immediately, right after you sent out emergency alert, you knew it went out. You knew it wasn't true. Why didn't you immediately send out another one? Why didn't you immediately correct the record? Immediately. This was a false flag against our President Trump, and the reaction from the politicians in Hawaii prove it. Do you understand that the powers that be, the corrupt politicians and the deep state, are literally willing to burn this country to the ground right now to stop President Trump and to stop his agenda? That's how you know how real he is. They will torture the people of Hawaii with a false report of a missile coming at them, and then they won't even tell them it's false. They will tell you all of this fake news about President Trump. Oh, he gropes women. Oh, he's a Russian. They'll start huge investigations, waste taxpayer dollars. They'll have Oprah Winfrey go on the stage of the Golden Globes and say, I'm all about the Me Too movement, while she's pimping women out to Harvey Weinstein the whole time. These people are trying to burn this country to the ground just because of President Trump. Just because we elected a real person. Just because we, the American people, took the country back. Just because we, the people, want to control our destiny, they're trying to squander it and lie us into a complete scorched earth. I'm done with this, man. Whoever was behind this, they all ought to be arrested. All of them behind the Trump-Russia dossier. All of them behind. This is just, I'm sick of it, man. I cannot believe that they would go with this false alert, not correct the record immediately, leave it out there for 30 minutes. 30 minutes, people of Hawaii are thinking they're under a missile attack. And what do the politicians of Hawaii say? Well, this is what happens because of President Trump. You knew it was fake. You probably planned it. I'm sorry, I'm getting fired up about this. Just the fact that they would put that out and now you have traumatized children. We're going to have more of your calls on this on the other side. The deep state is freaking out and it's all because President Trump and the American people are alive. All right, I'm going to hit a couple news stories here and then go back to your calls in Hawaii. You know, this is an interesting story that actually gives me hope because I think it's very indicative of what we've been dealing with over the last 2 years. You've probably heard of the artist Moby, and he's done some interesting videos in the past. But Moby claims that the CIA told him to promote the fake dossier claims. And we've got this video. I'm not going to have time because I wanted to get to your calls. But he talks about active and former CIA agents, you know, convincing him that the dossier was the real deal, that Trump was basically a puppet of Putin. This is a real deal. You need to help us make awareness of this. So here's why this story gives me hope. And this is what the audience needs to explain or needs to understand. Forget about the controlled aspect of the entertainment industry. That's not what I'm talking about here. We all know that goes on. What I'm talking about is you had members of the CIA, members of the intelligence community going to these artists and going to these members of Congress. This is where it's key. You see, they go to the members of Congress and they say, hey, look, we've got some serious problems here. with Trump and Russia. Russia's got serious blackmail. Trump's got serious ties. It looks like this is basically a coordinated effort being led by Putin. So you've got the directors of these intelligence agencies going to these members of Congress, selling them this bill of goods, and the members of Congress, you know, they don't know what's going on. They have no reason, I suppose, not to believe this intelligence. So they're sitting there kind of like, whoa, okay, I guess this is the real deal. I mean, we'll take this seriously. So they're going out, spreading all of these lies, the Clappers, the Brennans, spreading all of these lies, telling the members of Congress. So they've got the members of Congress believing it about 2 years ago, a year ago. So they're all believing this. But now here we are and it's all coming out. Wait a second. It's all a lie. Wait a second. It was all fabricated. So now you've got Moby that's like, wow, the CIA came to me and they tried to get me to spread this fake news on this Russian dossier thing. What's up with that? You've got all these members of Congress that were originally like, oh boy, I don't know. I can't go along with this Trump. He might be a Russian agent, who are now like, wait a second. Trump's not a Russian agent. He's helping America. America's back on its feet. The Russian dossier was fake. So now all of that pressure applied by the intelligence agencies and the deep state to fall for this Russian story has completely fallen apart. So now you've got members of Congress that are like, okay, that was obviously bogus. No reason for me to be afraid of President Trump now. And soon you're going to have members of the entertainment industry that are the same way, just real people that just bought the lies from the intelligence communities that are now realizing it. This was nothing but lies. This is nothing but a deep state coup against Trump. So that's the good news about this to me, is that people are realizing now that they've been lied to. Members of Congress, people in the entertainment industry that fell for the Trump-Russia thing at first because, I mean, people came to them very seriously like, hey, look, this is a real deal. No, now it all turns out to be fake. All right, a couple new news stories. African migrants bring untreatable form of tuberculosis to Europe. Yeah, that's why you have borders. That's why you have walls. That's why you don't just have an open immigration system. You have protections. It's called self-preservation. But then the Pope says it's a sin if you fear migrants. So even if they're bringing in untreatable diseases of tuberculosis, burning cities to the ground, making no-go zones, you're sinful if that makes you fearful, just like an Islamophobe. If you just witnessed a terror attack in New York City where a radical Islamic runs people over in a car, and then you're afraid of radical Islamic terror, you're an Islamophobe. Don't you know that? Government to resume processing DACA renewal, citing judge ruling. So you've got all these Obama appointee judges that are just basically going against the president, going against the mandate from the American people, and just bringing in as many non-citizens as they can, trying to get them on the voter log so that they can vote Democrat. They already admitted that's their plan. Now we know it. Trump head faked, made them think he was going to make a DACA deal, and then said no. Let's go back out to Hawaii. Let's go to Trevor from Hawaii. Trevor, what do you think is behind the false alarm that went out in Hawaii?
You know, I'm not entirely sure. I think it could be like a hack or perhaps a troll or a rib or a little razz by some of the 4chan types. Because if you look at how it is phrased and the exclamation points, it just doesn't seem like something official to me, like that would be put out. And I think...
Let's pull up the official... Hey, guys, pull up the official thing again. Go ahead.
But I think this has to do with the CNN... And they lost their credibility, and they are just wondering what do I got to do to these people to make them listen to us again? They're gonna, and they're using Hawaii as a little controlled little island of test subjects to see what happens when they tell everybody that nuclear fire shell is gonna hit super hard right now. See what happens. Are they prepared? Who's prepared? I'll tell you who is prepared. It was the ex-military people, and it was the conservatives, the leftists. As those people, they're out here running around like chickens with their heads cut off. They didn't even have water. They didn't have diesel fuel. They didn't have anything. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I think these people are just seeing what they can do. That's why it took them a half an hour. That's why it took them 30 full minutes to rescind their warning to everyone, because they just wanted to watch. They wanted to gather and collect data.
They wanted to put their message out there of propaganda against President Trump, too. You notice how that's what they did.
They wanted to induce a Dr. Strangelove type effect.
Oh, my gosh. You just hit it on the head.
President Trump to push the button and send the world into a state of just entire chaos.
He just hit it on the head. So here's what they do. Thank you so much for the call, Trevor. This is Trevor getting fired up. Oh, my gosh. This is what they did. They put out the fake alert and they send the people of Hawaii into a panic. And then what do? They associate it with President Trump. So that's the, oh my gosh, that's the psychological battle. Put you in a state of emergency, put you in a state of panic, and then have you direct and project that onto President Trump as if it's his fault. And they thought they could get away with it. Just like they thought they could get away with the fake Russian collusion narrative. This is just unbelievable. Let's go to Chris in Hawaii. Chris, what do you think is behind the fake alert?
How's it going on? I just want to say I've been a huge fan since I've seen you as the Cuck Slayer back in Cleveland in 2016. A good job doing that. And the products are great. Living out in Hawaii, you need the X2 after Fukushima and everything that's going on here.
Survival Shield X2, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Oh, absolutely. I'll talk more about the products, but I know I don't have much time left, but my family uses them all. The Alpha Male is excellent as, or no, Alpha Power, excuse me. It's not Alpha Male. It's excellent as well. My wife really appreciates it too. But to the real deal, I just want to be the devil's advocate here. Being born and raised here, we are run by a bunch of idiots in Hawaii. It would not surprise me at all if the nepotism in the hiring system in our state and local county governments caused this to happen.
Okay, but let me just pause you up right there because I'll hear you out here. If that is the case, you understand how desperately pathetic that is because there are multiple fail safes. I mean, they didn't even put out a correction, if that's true, you're literally talking about the dumbest of the dumb.
I agree with you 100%. My sister who moved to Las Vegas, she texted me immediately saying, oh, you know, it's somebody's cousin that hit that button. And I said, yep, you know, it's right.
So you think this is just low IQ moronic Democrat leadership in Hawaii?
I want you to know that I'm 100% behind the InfoWars on everything, 100% behind the Las Vegas, Loomer has to say about it. But as far as the state I'm born and raised in, I hate to say it, but we are run by idiots. We are run by people that just do not know what's going on. And I could give you example upon example. But
we don't screen your calls. I want everyone's opinions. That's why we're taking calls from Hawaii. I mean, I know that you guys have loony liberals that are running the place out there. You got welfare states going on. I mean, luckily, it's still a beautiful place and you don't have too many dregs. But yeah, you do have liberal leadership out there that's completely crazy. Thank you so much for the call. Chris, I'm sorry, we got to go here. Final minute of the show. We're going to have Alex. I mean, obviously, Alex is going to have the breaking news on this tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show. He'll be breaking it down from 11 a.m. Central right through to 3 p.m. Central. And then I'll take over on the War Room. David Knight, of course, in the mornings at 8 a.m. So we'll have the developing news from this. But to me, this looks like a deep state operation against President Trump, a total false flag to send negative emotion to President Trump where it doesn't belong, when really this is a blatant attack on the people of Hawaii and the American people. And whoever is responsible for this needs to be known and needs to tell us exactly what happened. Folks, this entire thing is possible. 10 hours of live broadcast every weekday at InfoWars.com/show. Because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got great specials. You just heard the caller talking about Survival Shield X2. That is a must-have product, a game-changing product. It's 50% off right now. We've got all kinds of products 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Hats, toothpaste, shirts, everything that you could need in your house. Shampoo, body wash, hand soap. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Shop with the good guys. Help us expand in 2018. And as always, you stay classy, InfoWarriors.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.